The question for today is, you have said that the one who became Christ was the God of the Old Testament, but Hebrews 1 verse 1 says that God, not Jesus, at sundry times and manners spoke to the prophets of the Old Testament, but now in these last times he has spoken to us by his Son Jesus. Doesn't this suggest that the Father spoke to the prophets and that Jesus did not speak to the prophets or us at any prior time? We have stated many times that the person of the Godhead who became a flesh and blood human being was the God of the Old Testament. However, this statement needs some clarification. First, the word God can be used in reference to the Godhead, the Father and the Son together. It can also be used in reference to either person of the Godhead. Thus, the Father is God, the Son is God, and the family consisting of Father and Son is God. When we say that the person who later became Jesus Christ was the God of the Old Testament, we mean that the member of the God family, or Godhead, who appeared to and spoke with the ancients, was the one who later came in the flesh. Actually, it is correct to say that God the Father was the God of the Old Testament. The Logos, or Word, John 1 verse 1, served as his agent or spokesman, who acted on behalf of the Supreme Sovereign. That both were involved in creation is seen in Genesis 1 verse 26 and in John 1 verse 1 to 3. Genesis 1 verse 26 states, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness." John 1 verse 1 to 3 states, "In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, and the Word was with God, the Father, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Thus both divine persons participated in creation. Both are God, though they differ functionally. Notice that Hebrews 1 verse 1 says that God spoke to the prophets in divers manners. One of the diverse manners in which the Father spoke to the prophets was through the one who later came in the flesh. When God sent his Son, the Son spoke to his disciples directly, without the use of prophets.